Instruction and organization essential to success. The apostles were careful to surround the new converts with the safeguards of gospel order. Churches were organized in all places where there were believers. Officers were appointed, and proper order and system was established for the spiritual welfare of the believers. Paul was careful to follow throughout his ministry the gospel plan of uniting in one body all believers in Christ. Even when believers were but few in number, they were, at the proper time, organized into a church and taught to help one another, remembering the promise, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them," RSV. The care of these churches rested on Paul's mind as an ever-increasing burden. However small a company might be, it was the object of his constant solicitude. He watched over the smaller churches tenderly, that the members might be established in the truth and taught to put forth unselfish efforts for those around them. Paul and Barnabas sought to follow Christ's example of willing sacrifice. Wide awake, untiring, they did not consult personal ease, but with prayerful anxiety they sowed the seed of truth and gave to all who took their stand for the gospel practical instruction of untold value. This spirit of earnestness made a lasting impression on the minds of the new disciples. When men of ability were converted, as in the case of Timothy, Paul and Barnabas sought to show them the necessity of laboring in the vineyard. When the apostles left, the faith of these men did not fail, but increased. They had been faithfully instructed how to labor unselfishly, perseveringly for their fellow men. This careful training of new converts was an important factor in the remarkable success that attended Paul and Barnabas. The first missionary journey was drawing to a close. Commending the newly organized churches to the Lord, the apostles went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch.